brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I want to talk about the fact that we're now 41 years today on the Roe v. Wade decision. And I want to discuss that historical decision and break it down. In fact, guys, I forgot to tell you this. Will you print me the Roe v. Wade decision? Just type the Roe v. Wade 1973 decision. And then give me the Wikipedia on it as well. I mean, not that that's always accurate, but if you look at the bibliograph, you know, the listing of facts at the bottom, that's where the real intel's at. But I want to refresh that and actually read over some of that in the next segment so we know what happened 41 years ago. In the year before I was born. And it was, man, I tell you, the cause celeb when it happened, women were out there wearing shirts saying, I got an abortion. You got Gloria Steinem talking about how sexy it is to this day. I mean, this is how you really show your man you're the boss, is you deep six that baby. Of course, really all it does is allow promiscuity, fake relationships, and using homicide of children as birth control. And it is a dehumanization. And what you do to the least of me, you've done to me, Christ said. And notice now they're getting rid of old people with the death panels, and it's happening in Europe and now here. And they're now saying kill babies up to age 3. Will you guys give me the Journal of Pediatrics called for killing babies up to age 3? Print that too. I should have done preparation for this. I mean, I did do preparation, thinking about it yesterday and today. And then I saw DrudgeReport.com with the headline, 55 million abortions since Roe. And it reminded me, oh, I wanted to do a show on abortion, or at least spend an hour or two on it, on the anniversary. And so we're going to discuss that and, you know, bring up these topics and these points. But you can't deny human life cheaper than ever. And statistically, people aren't rendering aid like they used to. America and Europe were always known for rendering aid, unlike Eastern culture, that statistically does not render aid. That's just a fact, as much. And Western virtue is evaporating very, very quickly. But I still run into doctors and lawyers and accountants and police and military, especially military, and farmers and ranchers and rodeo people and just so many people I know and like who are all about, they're not good because they're hypocrite Pharisees on a high horse telling you how good they are. They're good because they're good. And they like being good, and they feel good being good, and they want to do what's honorable. And it's almost scary how much I like being honorable now, as I'm 40 years old next month. And I've always been an honorable person, but man, now it is just dominates me. And even when I know something's good I'm doing, I try to figure out how to do it even better and how to be even more honest. And even when something's sensational, I'll tend to dial it back like my reporters do because I don't want to go all the way. And then I realize the enemy does that on purpose. They're always saying good people with a conscience are bad and lying about us so that they know how we work, so that we will look at ourselves and overanalyze. Look, we're in a war. We know we're trying to be good. We know we're trying to do the right thing. We're not going to ever get all this perfectly right. We're going to make mistakes. Attack, folks. Quit worrying about, you know, we've got our conscience right. We got our head screwed on right. God's our, you know, pole star. And you got to know, is it God touching your heart about something you're doing? Or is it the world? Is it the accuser? Is it the Pharisees? Is it the fake government-run churches and Christians that are there with the fake tough love, fake moral authority that is permeating this country to dominate and control and do mean things and have a hard heart in the name of Christianity? I see that a lot. And I see the fake left the same way. They've got the moral high ground. They're going to tell you what to do. They're going to tell you how to run your life. They're going to tell you that car is bad. Pay them taxes. They're going to, even if the car is bad in ways, it isn't about the car being bad or being wasteful or having bad emissions. It's about them taxing you and running your life. So stop letting all this scum tell you you're bad. You understand that? You know, you got it right in your heart. You got a relationship with God. So stay in God. We don't need the priest class.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The media today is saying that this is the 41st anniversary of Roe v. Wade. But technically, it was decided January 22nd, 1973. So that would be tomorrow, because on this Tuesday edition, it's the 21st day of January 2014. But it was argued December 13th, 1971. It was examined October 11th, 1972. They made one day look at this, and it was decided January 22nd, 1973. That's directly from the Supreme Court. I have the ruling here in front of me. But regardless, we're talking about them looking at the evidence for one day, October 11th, 1972, they passed judgment, and they decided January 22nd, 1973. And, of course, they didn't really decide anything. They were told by the political class, the Rockefeller Foundation that helped push this since the turn of the century, the last century, the century before the 21st century. Simply amazing. And I want to open the phones up for your stories of abortion one way or the other. What is it like for folks that have had abortions and thought it wasn't a human and believed the lies and then later had children, those are the people that really get shook up, that really get upset by what they've done and what they've been part of. And I want to tell you something. If you've had an abortion because you were told it was a blob and wasn't real, and maybe you did it in the first trimester, which I do think is probably obviously a lot less bad overall than when it's second or third. I mean, holy Toledo, when this, you see those high-def scans, the baby sucking their thumbs, playing, spinning around when they're in the third trimester. It's having dreams. It is unbelievable to know what goes on. And then you find out the type of people that are into it and how they make all this money and the way they kill the babies, putting them in water or throwing them in the toilet. A lot of times they're unable to kill them before they get them out. And people say, oh, let's not talk about this. Well, it's going on. And they want to ban people having signs up of dead babies on billboards. And they want to ban high-def ultrasounds and letting people look at their babies for non-medical reasons, because they don't want you to know. And here's the good news. You can pull these polls up. There's a lot of polls out there, but you can search and just the polls show abortion less popular than before. And the numbers are around Roe v. Wade, around 60%, depending on the poll, were pro-abortion, believe the lies. They made it a big cause celeb, the new civil rights movement. Women got more freedom, blacks got more freedom, now kill babies, more freedom, and people kind of bought into it. The last time I saw numbers, there's a bunch of polls out there. Young people, it's as high as 80%+ hate abortion, know it's a fraud. That's under 30s. And then even with older folks, it's now 60 to 70% or higher are against it. And Gallup shows similar numbers, not quite as strong. But the point is that the numbers are reversing. In 2013, clinics are closing all over. Abortion drops, and industry is now retrenching itself. The press reports, the National Right to Life Institute reports. So we're gaining ground. The problem is they're institutionalizing it, making you pay for it with tax money. Travis County takes money out of everyone's paycheck and has all these new hospital district taxes, you name it, to make you pay for abortions. They promote it in schools. So their answer to us resisting them is to double down. But the good news is we're winning the hearts and minds. But Roe v. Wade, and you know, even the woman that was part of Roe v. Wade, you never see her on TV anymore, very rarely. She's been traveling the country for two decades saying that it's horrible, it's wrong, it's a fraud. She was wrong. What I don't like is Gloria Steinem and others wearing shirts saying, I got an abortion. They're back doing that and saying it's sexy, saying it's the ultimate feminist action. I've read these quotes. And it really upsets you. You know, it's one thing if you say, look, I got raped or I did it in the first trimester or I'm poor or yada, yada, yada. They don't tell you that there are more people wanting to adopt kids every year in this country than there are abortions. They always say, well, nobody wants these black babies. Nobody wants these minority babies. I mean, I've been told that many times myself face to face by pro-abortion people on air and off air. You've all heard it. And the truth is, everywhere I go, I mainly see white people taking care of mentally disabled Hispanic and black children. Because they're racist crackers. And that's why they have those, you know, special needs kids that are an absolute nightmare to deal with in many cases, because their love is so great, they feel called upon to do it, because whites are evil, folks, inherently. Okay? Of course, I'm being sarcastic. House committee passes bill to completely ban taxpayer-funded abortions. That's LifeNews.com. But if you go to InfoWars.com or DrudgeReport.com, we have links to the 55 million abortions since Roe. And you think about that, you know, I kept saying 51 million in the last 4 or 5 years because I hadn't checked the latest numbers. It's 55 million dead babies. And then now, what do you expect to come out of this? Remember this article from a year and a half ago and people didn't believe it, February 28th, 2012? Bioethicists argue killing newborn babies should be allowed up to age 3, and that was in the Journal of Medical Ethics, prestigious journal. And when this first came out, people couldn't believe it. This already goes on in Europe. And then they pulled the journal And then people said we were lying, but then the journal no said, no, we admit it was published, but we've withdrawn it. And then the London Telegraph picked it up. Fox News picked it up. You know, Drudge Report carried our article. Drudge went and, you know, I'm just keep giving praise where it's due, and clicked on the journal and saw it was real and forced the media to cover it. But for a week, they said I was a liar and it wasn't real. Just like everything else. They're not buying bullets by the billions. They're not training with paper targets of women and children. There's no plan to confiscate guns. The Army's not training to take on the Tea Party, even though now they admit all that's true. There's no drones in America's skies. They're not using them on farmers. Alex Jones is a liar. Now I'll admit it. When we put that report out, they came out and said, there's no way. Dr. Peter Singer at Princeton, who is an icon of PETA, they're really a transhumanist eugenicist group, has said forever a baby is no more value than a mackerel. A mentally retarded person has no more value, I think he said, than a roach or something. You have to pull up the exact quote. Pull up Dr. Peter Singer, children are like mackerel, and then disabled children are like, it's really sick. Old people are, you know, just get rid of them. And it's like, oh, you're so liberal. Oh, it's so trendy. Oh, you have such a heart. Oh, you're so good because you're funded by the Rockefellers and anti-human eugenicists who want to make us totally cold and say we're all animals and have no spirit, no soul, no free will. And so, you know, divorce is okay even if it makes your kids, tears their guts out, makes them feel like they're dying. Because, you know, that's just a biological feeling. So you go with your feeling to leave your wife or leave your husband and do what you want because you want to go out and party and you want to be able to do whatever you want and you want to be able to use the wife or the husband as a babysitter when you go out party, you know, on and on and on and on. This worldly sick system, and the churches endorse it, all of it. Dr. Death and the Religion of Genocide, disciple of Pianka, goes further, warns of 100, wants 100% of humans dead. Yeah, that's one of our articles on NBC News. We need to find the Dr. Eric Pianka. Yeah, those are good quotes, but I want Dr. Peter Singer quotes. There it is, Peter Singer. Since neither a newborn infant is nor fish, it's, yeah, here's the quote. They just blew it up for me so I could read it. There's a clear crossover between the madcap words of ecology and bioethicists. Princeton University's Peter Singer, probably the world's most well-known bioethicist, advocates the right of parents to be able to kill their own newborn babies. Well, actually, up to age three. This journal just repeated what he says. Singer compares babies to mackerel, writing, since neither a newborn infant nor a fish is a person, the wrongness of killing such things is not as great as the wrongness of killing a person. And see, that's the globalist sick lawyer argument. They dumb you down. They program you with the screen time, the kids. They wire the brains where they're receptive biological androids, in his own words. And then as an adult, you're not a human either. And that's their weird Illuminati, twisted Masonic worldview. That if you're not conscious of what's going on and you're not aware of all this, and I've been told this by globalists that have tried to co-opt me. I mean, you wouldn't believe the contacts I get. I mean, I haven't said this yet, but I've been invited as the keynote winner speaker, and I've accepted at Oxford. I have to pick the date in March now, but they recommended it be a Saturday night. And they're going to have the faculty and people there. I mean, it's not just speaking at Oxford. It's speaking, the keynote addressing Oxford. And that's something I can say on record, folks. I have been lately contacted a bunch by people at the highest levels. And obviously, if I don't go meet with them, they will take it as a disrespect and I might, something might happen to me. I mean, that's how bad this stuff is at the level I'm at, ladies and gentlemen. I decided to meet with you because I know you're a serious man. And out of respect, I'm here. But this drug business, I believe it's going to be the end of us. And we control the church and the courts because gambling and women is a vice people want, to paraphrase Don Corleone. But this drug business. But I mean, separately, I'm never going to join with the New World Order. I will certainly meet with them, though. It's always interesting. I met with a real member of the Illuminati about 3 years ago, and it's just unbelievable. And the only reason I'm given this information is I won't tell anybody. That's the only reason. But that's what they always tell you. They go, look, these people aren't human. They don't want to be free. They're not eliminated. You're eliminated because you know all this. Join us. Join us. Join us. Join us.
Join us. The power, the life extension, the control, everything, it will be yours.
And I know their spirit. I feel it. I could join with them, but let me just tell you now, I'm not joining you. Understand that. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Do you know about the NSA loophole? Or maybe you think your law-abiding ways are too boring for them to care about you. Tell that to the Virginia farmer who was audited by the IRS because of her Tea Party activities. Or the Texas man who woke up to a SWAT team raid because of online comments he had made about his gun collection. No, God-fearing Americans like you are in the crosshairs. Learn how to drop off the government's radar and get off the grid at privacylockdown.com. That's privacylockdown.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
For 41 years, 55 million babies, and help fund basically forced abortions worldwide with IMF and World Bank money. Well, now that we see the economics of one of predatory actions and dumbing people down and reducing society and not creating economies that actually have sustainable real jobs, but destroying sustainable economies by calling it sustainable, our journey towards total implosion is going right along. And then meanwhile, humans aren't even needed now unless we decide we're needed and decide we want to build a world for humans. Kind of like you build a dog park for dogs, or you build a human park. You build a habitat for lions. You build a habitat for hippopotamus. We're having a habitat built for a technocracy that we're not in. And this is in the globalist's own words. France and China, of all places, are leading the revolution to robotics to replace 99% of their workers. And they're only a few years away from their prototype factories working without humans. Almost completely without humans. Again, by design, not some natural progression. All the tech with back doors built into it. So that they can dehumanize, track, control, and war game their incremental takeover to predict the future and predict everything we're going to do and to gauge how we're going to respond and have super quantum computers going after us. We have to make the decision we don't want to go down that route. We want quantum computers to build truly sustainable space-based ring cities in space and then blast off 300-year missions with 3-4 generations that are going to live in a high science-based system, mining the asteroid belt and then blasting off to the nearest star systems. Man, boom. I would raise my kids for that mission, have them ready if they wanted to do it, to be part of that. We should have ring cities built right now, should have already launched 50 of them. I mean, I could go on and on the potential of what they've suppressed, the adventure of colonization of space, of colonization of the undersea. We've got the resources, we've got it all. Instead, we put the resources into controlling and dumbing people down. So when you say, it's my right, it's my abortion, I've had a bunch of abortions, and you wear a shirt and don't, you know, you dumb man, don't tell me. I'm talking about humans going to the next level. I'm talking about valuing humans. I'm talking about if you don't decide to bet on humanity and be a fan of humanity, again, The Devil's Advocate with Al Pacino, great movie. Keanu Reeves tells me it's one of his favorite movies. By the way, Keanu Reeves doesn't do interviews. I've known him well over the years, talked to him a lot. I haven't talked to him in a few years. I need to contact him again. He's a big fan of the show, the films. In private, he'll totally smart, knows everything, totally cool. He just won't talk to any media because he knows they're all idiots. But that's all a side issue. In Devil's Advocate, the devil says, I'm a fan of man. I want to empower you. And that is pure bull. The spirit of the devil, whether you believe it's real or not, the idea, the archetype of Satan, wants to kill, steal, and destroy and suppress you. It's God and God's creation and a life force that's regenerative and good. Beautiful sunshine, the stars, a child laughing, a babbling brook, hummingbirds outside your window at a morning glory drinking nectar, the smell of ozone in the air on a spring morning, catching that big shark that comes up to the boat, hanging out with your buddies who you know are good friends and having the camaraderie of people you know you can trust, that kinship. You know, the love of a woman in your arms and that passion, and that intensity and that goodness. All of that is the shared experience of humanity. To hear music for the first time that's so beautiful, or to hear your child play music that they are doing on a keyboard that's impromptu, that's some of the best stuff you ever heard, and you know, to know that they have the genetics of top concert pianist and violinist, and just to hear it coming out of them. And it's just so wonderful, and to want goodness for people instead of going, they're all weak and don't know the power we've got, and we're going to control them and take them over because they tear you apart if you tried to help them. The only way for you to achieve your true destiny is to realize that and break away from these people. The dark side only wants to recruit those of us that are good because they know as their evil comes in, we will, as a law of nature, for every opposite, for every action, you will have an equal and opposite reaction. They know that those of us that don't sell out spiritually, that don't join with the hot flame of evil, that is very alluring because you're not tired. You don't feel weak anymore. You don't feel bad for people anymore. You don't have a conscience anymore. You can just feel the evil power and just join with it. But then you realize that it damns you off from all the great understanding and all of the love and all the compassion and all of the true art, that you give up the deepness of your soul for the temporal power to be able to dominate on this planet. You only have an intellect for things evil, only an intellect to dominate, only an intellect to commandeer good things and twist them. They're blind. They have no idea that the whole universe is before us. We're at a literal historical jump gate to things the eye has not seen, ear has not heard, things we've not dreamed of. But we've got to make this decision properly.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we're now halfway into the global transmission, and I'm going to have open phones now for the second half on the culture of death, the dehumanization, the saying that children up to age three aren't humans, even healthy ones, saying past laws that your embryos have to be genetically screened and then killed if they have any problems, because we're going to have collectivized medicine, and you can't have other people paying for your child that's predisposed to cancer, or your child that has a chromosomal problem, or your child that has a cleft palate, or your child that's missing a foot, and this is the new eugenicist Spartan plan, reborn 2,500 years later. This is the Nazi program. This is the plan. The Nazis were only picking up on the British U.S. eugenics program. And eugenics comes right out of the Greek, set up by Galton in 1854. I mean, this is all facts. This is not my opinion. You go see a movie like Superman, Man of Steel, where it's a planet where every baby is genetically engineered by the government for special task. That's actually their plan. They're telling you through movies like that. Why do you think that's in the original Superman literature? Why do you think that's in all the old literature? Because that was the culture, and that was rock and roll cool. That was rock and roll cool in 1900, 1910, 1920, 1930, until 1945, when everything Hitler was doing came out. He was just doing it quicker than other people were, but he was doing it systematically against certain groups, and he had a plan to take over the world and bring in Planned Parenthood and bring in forced abortion and bring in social engineering where you get welfare because the state controls the economy. If you abort your children, if you go under social engineering, to phase people out incrementally so they wouldn't resist. How to buy off the ruling classes of the Asians and of the Latin Americans and of all these other groups, and then to eliminate them, to get rid of them. And they were going to go through all of Russia and all of America and pick out the children with, quote, Aryan features. Viking features is what Hitler liked best. He thought the Germans were mongrels because of so many different influxes and invasions and was ashamed of the Germans. And, oh, he loved the English, who he thought were a superior type of mongrel Viking, as he described them. It's just all this craziness, ladies and gentlemen. And he said the Germans deserved to lose, and that's why they lost, and flood the subways, kill hundreds of thousands of men, women, and children hiding in the subways, because the Russians were using the subways to come into Berlin. And they said, kill everyone in the tunnels? He said, kill them all. That's what signing on to this stuff will do for all of you. And by the way, you know, my dad's professor, the head of the botany department at UT, who'd known him, my dad, when he was in high school, because my dad scored the top 125 in the state, then the top six, and they took the top six aside and said, we're carrying out a eugenics program, and it's not like the Nazis. They only targeted one group. You know, he was like, I breed moths and plants, and I can tell you how great it is, and here's the top people at the university. And if you work for us, we're creating a technocratic elite, and you'll be part of the New World Order, and we're going to set up a worldwide scientific system of control. How's that sound? I mean, that's what the top six people in Texas got a speech in 1967 when my dad went to college. And Newspear, 2 years before that, I mean, I remember when I was a kid driving through Austin, and oh, that's Spear's house. Yeah, we had dinner there a lot of times. My dad was friends with him. Out of all the different people that went through, my mom went to his classes. He didn't like her. He'd scream at her and, you know, say, and my wife knew him too at UT, and clean your... Well, he knew my mom, too. I think he liked her. The point was, it was my wife told me the story. You know, clean your trowels and stuff in the botany department perfectly, and, you know, all this other stuff. So I guess that's two generations. My wife and my parents knew him, and he wasn't even what you'd call a bad guy. My point is, he was par for the course. You don't get into, by the way, he was Jewish and for eugenics. You don't get into these groups and these organizations unless you're part of this. This is the religion. And there are competing camps. There are competing organizations. In that structure, they are debating it and fine-tuning it and all the rest of it. But make no mistake, this is a technocracy. That's what the drones, the robots, the GMO, all of it is a giant laboratory. And the sooner people figure that out, if we ever got the pro-life movement, as we're starting to do by reaching out to them, in fact, I want to start getting more of the pro-life movement on, the head of life news, the head of lifenews.com. I want to get more of the mainline pro-life people on to say, do you know about eugenics? Do you know about Margaret Sanger's plan to carry this out? And they'll all go, oh, of course we do. Yes, yes, it's horrible. But I want to tell them we need to steer into exposing the larger ultra-Hitlerian agenda that is connected to all of this. Therein lies the answer to really countering this whole system. Therein lies the answer to people getting the big picture and pulling back and understanding it. And again, I didn't even know any of that stuff about UT until my mom came in one day at the old office, and it was on a Sunday, and we were going to a ballet recital for my daughters. And she was meeting us there. My wife was meeting me there with the kids. And she watched about 30 minutes of it. She said, that's not true. It's not that bad. My mom's real smart. She's read, you know, she has a degree in history and read literally probably 1,000 history books and is obsessed with it. More than 1,000 history books. Probably reads 2 or 3 a week. And she goes, it's not that bad. My dad said, no, actually it is. A UT program I was brought into and just suddenly started reeling off the data. And I even knew then that all the major universities were run by this. It was just then hearing it from my dad, confirming it and telling my mother for 5 minutes about it. And I was hearing all this. And then later I talked about it on air and he said, I didn't say you could talk about that. I said, you didn't say don't talk about it. So now, the, you know, the cat's out of the bag on that, but it's not that big of a deal. That's just standard operating procedure out there. So do you see how it all ties in? We can't attack abortion about arguing whether it's a human or not. We can't attack abortion where they throw in, well, what about rape and all these, you know, special case things. Okay, how about the case of rape then? You still can. Kill the baby because somebody raped you. How about you give it up for adoption? No one tells them there's groups out there that will pay the woman money to have the baby. I'm talking a middle class living for 3 years and pay for everything to not murder their baby because they care about the baby. B, there's a line around the block for healthy babies for adoption. They won't give you any of these numbers, any of these facts. They won't tell you where it came from, who's behind it, who did it, where it's going. How have you dehumanized and demonized babies? It then moves on to old people, infertile people, people with mental problems. And I love how most of the top eugenicists from England and the U.S., there's documentaries out on this, the head of the Cold Springs Harbor and others, and then the next head of the Cold Springs Harbor had to be institutionalized later for being totally mentally ill, thinking they were God, one of them, the other one eating as you know what. I mean, these are people that are messes, people that hate other humans and want to control them and want to kill them and have an instinct to hurt them and have no empathy and think they're elitist because that they have that attitude. They are cancers, ladies and gentlemen, who believe that they're hyper-dominant. The toll-free number to join us for the next hour and 20 minutes on your story of abortion or what you think about abortion or connections to abortion or the anti-human dehumanization system, wide open phones for first-time callers, long-time callers, people that agree, disagree. It's wide open. Just have your point ready. We're going to the next person. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Is the toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. And we will get you up and on the air. I want to hear what you have to say 41 years today after this abomination ruling. And they actually debated it and heard it. I have the report here for one day in the year between when the case came in and they finally debated it for a day and then later released it on this date. Everybody says this is the 41st anniversary. The ruling says January 22nd. It was January 21st, but whatever. 41 years ago, this week, this happened. And it's a big deal. Now, let's get into this little giblet of news first. This is out of Beta Beat. Secretly record your friends and enemies with handy pocket drone camera because camera phones weren't enough. And they've now come out with these. The Pentagon's been using these for a decade. They now have in official Air Force announcements and videos and animations, these big, but basically like a predator flies over and releases up to 1,000 micro drones, in some cases millions of micro drones, what they call smart dust. And then they fly down. And then they fly down. And then basically surveil you. And then they could even be fitted with firearms and kill you. But see, this is the total rollout of things that if we aren't moral are going to tear us apart. And I want to shift gears to this incredible article. I mentioned this yesterday because it happened at the end of the show. London Independent reported on this along with others. But Amazon plans to ship customers' packages before they even order them by watching your mouse cursor in live time. Amazon's sending that data back. By what you click on, what you've bought, and other databases, they believe with 100% certainty they know what you're going to buy even days before you buy it and will have it packaged and ready to ship, or in some cases, shipping to you before it gets to you. Now, I told you Google said this is the key. They're all racing for this. You can literally predict the future in mass movements. Once everyone's programmed into smartphones, tablets, and computers, everyone literally syncs with that in a brain-human interface. human brain computer interface, now hooking you into the web, then with all the Google Glasses, smartphones, everything, it knows years ago, 93% weeks ahead, where you're going to eat on a certain date, what you're going to buy on a certain date, what you're going to do on a certain date. And they can also then artificially create stimuli to create fads and drive fads that will then have human adoption, because we're designed to work together as individuals in a collective. So this is the absolute heart of the end of free will and the heart of the takeover. And even though I live and survive and fund this operation off online sales at InfoWarsStore.com, and we don't track you with anything there, it is absolutely essential and key for people to only shop online with mom and pops and Patriot and Liberty groups. But that's even bad compared to shopping at brick and mortar. And I know they treat you bad at brick and mortar and their police states as well. But I'm telling you, this is a scientific grip. When you go in Target, or you go into Walmart, or you go online to a big, you know, Amazon or whatever. We sell stuff on Amazon. I think it's a protest. We may pull off of Amazon. People still sell our stuff on there, but I'm really considering that, because not even against Amazon. It's that this AI stuff predicting the future is the end of us, the end of free will. Because once you can predict free will, you can manipulate it with a stimuli. It's like having a heads-up target display in an F-14. You know, 20 years ago, where you then lock on and the helmet guides with your eyes, and then missiles on, you fire. We think of that as being high tech. That's 40 years old. That was old 20 years ago. Now it's the brainwaves in the new aircraft. But just like to control something and aim at something, you've got to be able to see it. When they can see what you're going to do and know what you're going to do and understand what you can do, they can enter stimuli and test moving you until the computer and the stimuli with the average unconscious person or semi-unconscious trance state person that all the studies show the general public, TV heads, are in a near sleep state, a mesmerized state. That's why you take Ambien. That's why you take Ambien. It came out in major medical studies the last week. We already knew this, and if you can stay up when you're on it, or you drink when you're on it, you are now a zombie. And you have a dream that you go to Walmart with your gun. It turned out this guy that shot a cop in Austin, I said when it happened, I said he's going to be on some type of psychotropic or Ambien in a trance state. He's going to be a shoot-em-up video game head. Roommate came out in the Osberger Statesman. He was on Ambien, drinking beer. He's done this before, leaving for up to a day, not knowing who he is. He's found in his car later. The guy was a shoot-em-up video game head with a gun. He took it, went into a trance state, just like Sergeant Bales, who was on it, and other drugs out in Afghanistan, who killed 18 people. Spent hours burning the little children's bodies, you name it, killing them with knives, shooting them. You literally sleepwalk. You know, when I was a kid a few times, my dad would hear me at 5 a.m. going, I got to catch the bus, I got to catch the bus. And I was like, you know, 10 years old, 11 years old. And I would be in my underwear running down the stairs when he would catch me. One time I was running out the front door, he said, and he was chasing me. I had my book bag in my underwear. He was in his underwear chasing me 200 yards down the street towards the bus stop at like 5:30 in the morning. And I remember him screaming, Alex, Alex, wake up. It's the same deal. Sleepwalking. When we say the public is sleepwalking or Bob sleepwalks through life, a lot of people are literally sleepwalking. And I've talked to top psychologists, top hypnotists. We're going to be getting some of them on the show soon. These people that can make someone go Manchurian candidate, think they're going to kill somebody on TV, and it's real. They find highly suggestive people. Like when a magician calls up 10 people before his show and then asks them questions, then picks three of them, he knows how to ask questions of who's suggestible, who's already in a trance state. And they'll tell you the public is more... I've talked to old, we've had some on the air, old magicians, people that have been magicians for 40 years. They say it's much easier now to do hypnotism because the public's already hypnotized, folks. And you give your little kids these iPads and iPods and all of it, they're already hypnotized. They're already in a sleep state. But you can't discredit the drug. You got to put the guy in jail that killed the cop. Will that bring that dead cop back? No. Realizing what this does, in its own admissions, it says it can cause sleep driving, getting out of bed and sleep driving. People also sleepwalk, prepped, eaten food, made phone calls, or had sex while not fully awake. Oh, yeah, you give these to women, it's over. Often these people do not remember these events. The problem is called date rape, folks. These people can be dangerous to you and others. If you find out that you have done any of these activities, we ought to, I forget that guy's name that shot the cop that was on it. I bet he's in jail now. What do you want to bet he was convicted? I never followed the case. What do you want to bet he was convicted and is already in jail instead of blaming the drug? So that's what we're talking about here. I'm going to take your calls when we come back all the way through the next hour on these subjects. But this is a big deal. This is the end of our civilization as we know it. And for lack of a better term, even if I was an atheist, I would call what's coming the singularity, the tribulation. 10 kingdoms, world government, chipping, total control, people losing their free will, zombie population, medically. In fact, the mainstream scientists called it being a zombie in the article yesterday. And they're giving us the archetype of you are zombies. For those of us that are awake, we're meant to see everyone else as zombies and dehumanize, and they have the Pentagon doing drills and training where they don't do mass killing of U.S. citizens now in drills. That upsets people when folks get video. They go, oh, it's a zombie drill where you practice shooting 1,000 role players literally wearing Hank Williams Jr. shirts and John Deere tractor hats. I'm not kidding. That's the uniforms they ship around in 18-wheelers for the drills are farmers saying, I need food. And the military practices mowing them down, but it's okay. They're dehumanized zombies.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
We've all heard as long as we're not doing anything wrong, we don't have anything to worry about. But what do we do when the people that told us that become lawless and use our cell phones to violate our constitutional rights? Get a privacy case from privacycase.com today and stop this high-tech iron curtain from crushing our right to privacy. The American-made privacy case uses military-grade shielding technology to stop these criminals and thieves in their tracks. privacycase.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is more dangerous than ever, with 9 million property crimes last year. Crimes are happening every day. Be proactive and protect your home and family. Simply Safe Home Security System helps guard against criminals, thugs, and thieves. Listen, Simply Safe is the absolute best alarm system and company in America today. Here's why. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's affordable, no contracts to sign, and is built with the latest wireless technology. Simply Safe protects the ones you love the most, even if a criminal cuts your power and phone lines. When you order today, you'll receive a 10% discount along with a free keychain remote. Don't wait. This offer is only valid through January 31st. Take advantage of this special discount offer at GetSimplySafe.com. That's GetSimplySafe.com. Protect your home and family now at GetSimplySafe.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Okay, I'm going to your phone calls now. This is a short segment, but a lot of long segments are coming up in the next hour. Interspersed with a ton of news, but I got to get to the calls first. Bottom line, what I tried to get into in the last hour, really, is that abortion and the abortion culture of death is about dehumanization. And that goes without saying, but we tend to lose the forest for the trees. Now, this is part of an overall dehumanization. The robots replacing humans at Apple Foxconn factories. The women being given forced abortions there and put on psychotropic drugs to make them zombies so they'll work 18 hours a day for $2 a day. The globalists have set up a predatory system with all of the excess population they see. And we are losing our humanity. And I see all these cases of people on Xanax, Ambien, you name it, going into trance-like states and killing people, and it's never even an issue in the trial. Even though in that case in Austin I was mentioning at the Walmart, he was on Xanax, which can also do the same thing, and other psychotropic-type garbage. Right now, again, 41 years today, Roe v. Wade this week. What is your take on this and the culture of death, or do you disagree with me? Do you think abortion is a necessary evil, as many a liberal now says? And how is it liberal to say a woman has a right to kill her baby when it's another human? Because it is separate. It has a different heart, different blood type in most cases. That's why the feminists call it a parasite. Those are usually women that don't have kids. Our children are not parasites. Desmond Morris says that dogs are a parasite. No, they're not. I choose to have them. I love my dogs. I choose to love. I have a soul. I'm not just an animal that doesn't have any direction. I can self-direct. I have dreams. I can resonate towards the good. That's consciousness. I am conscious. Ludwig von Beethoven was conscious. Magellan, that circumnavigated the world, was conscious. Look at the art, the literature, all of it. How dare you say I'm not conscious? You know we're conscious. You want me to be unconscious and cede the universe to you and hand everything over to you, who probably aren't conscious. Conscious of good and evil. You're only conscious of evil. Let's go ahead and talk to Eric in California. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hey.
How's it going?
I'm doing all right. Well, what's your point on abortion?
All right. Well, two things. One, I'm an Iraq war vet who took psychotropics when they put me on them back in 04 after I returned from my deployment to Fallujah. And I ended up drinking on them once or twice, and it made me trip out. But what made me really get off of them was when I would try to sleep because I have post-traumatic stress. They would put me into this weird dream state, like where I'd wake up and I'd feel like I was in hell. It was very strange. But after that, and not really getting the help I needed from them, I just kind of got off and haven't taken them since, and I never will.
Yeah, they try to get everybody on them because there's already artificial chemicals in the food and water, so people are unbalanced. And then they put you on one, you get worse. They put you on two, you get worse. They put you on three, you get worse. They will institutionalize you if they can. And, you know, some people they actually work for that I've talked to. But statistically, it's like playing Russian roulette.
It didn't work for me. They gave me Ambien and Lexapro. So I got right off of them, though, after about 6 months.
Listen, I have girlfriends over the years where I was married that would go on this stuff. And after a few weeks, it was a different person. And, I mean, I just, you know, and again, I'm not saying for everybody it couldn't help sometimes. But they are toxic in and of themselves. That is undebatable. What's your take on abortion?
Abortion. Well, after I got out of the Marine Corps, I met my wife, and we started dating, and within about the first 3 months, I got her pregnant.
I want to hear this. Don't hang up. Back in 1 minute, Eric. Then we'll go to another Eric, John, another Eric, Mark, and others. 800-259-9231. We're taking your call.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best-tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives
gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.